We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Gimel Amud Bey, 6 lines from the bottom. The Gemara now will go into a whole discussion about Aseh Doich Eloi Sasa. We want to take a little break from the different diagrams of Yivamis for the next few blocks and talk about Aseh Doich Eloi Sasa. Zok the Gemara, Taim with the Kosar Achmona Aleha. We just learned from a Pasuk Xeris HaKosov that we would think that a Yavam would be mutter in our eyes. That means if Reuven and Shimon, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, and then Reuven dies without children, and his daughter falls to Yibun to Shimon, we would think that maybe Shimon should do Yibun to his daughter. Shimon do Yibun to his daughter. What's the Havamina? L'chayro, the Havamina would be is that the Aseh of Yibum is Doicha, the Loisasa of marrying a Bitoy. And we need a special Pasuk of Aleha to tell you, no, you're not allowed to do the Yibum. You're not allowed to do the Yibum. So the Gemara makes a dig like this. Time of the Kosher Rechmona Aleha. Which means that Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, and Reuven dies without children, and the sister falls to Shimon. It's Shimon's wife's sister. So we say they really do Yibum. Kamash lo no aleha not. What's the Havamina? Da say the chaloisasa of achayis ishtoi. So my time, what's the Havamina? The Rina osi asay with the chaloisasa. So Mar Zakasha, two questions on this. First of all, Ema the Rina osi asay the vadech chaloisasa loisasa greida. Maybe the only time we know all of a shas that I say the chaloy sasa, that's only by a loy sasa itself. Loy sasa is yeshve karas midachi. Is it daicha a loy sasa yeshve karas? The loy sasa of achoyz ishto is a loy sasa yeshve karas. So behechet heisa did I say should be daicha that supersede that. So what do you need a pasuk of aleha? There's no havamina. The I say of yibum will not get loy sasa yeshve karas. Vesu loy sasa greater minolan. Even the etzem idea that I say the chaloy sasa. Where do we know that from? So just to give you the outline of the Gemara. So the next two blat the Gemara will discuss. How do you know say is doicha loy sasa? Not loy sasa shvekara. So really, we're not taking care of the problem right away. First, we're going to discuss how do we know I say doicha loy sasa, and then we're going to say, but the ma'isa a yavam is I say doicha loy sasa shvekara. So that you don't have a riot. That you don't have a riot. So, Vesu loy sasa grade them known. How do you know I say is doicha loy sasa? The dachi. So, the Gemara, you don't know it from? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse, loy silbash shatnes. The pasuk says, loy silbash shatnes semer pishtun yachtov. And the next pasuk says, gedilim tas aloch al arba kamfeis kasuscha asher techasiba. That's what it says in the pasuk. So, one pasuk after another. One pasuk is shatnes. The next pasuk is, gedilim tas alochom. Tasalach al arba kamfes ksus chasher techasaba. Those are the two psukim. So there's a smichis to each other, and we darshin from there that there's no issus shatnas when it comes to tzitzis. So what do we see from there? That I say doich alois asa. We learn from there that the say of tzitzis is doich alois asa of kalayim. How do we know that? From a pasuk. The pasuk says smichus, and there's next to each other. The two psukim are next to each other, and tzitzis tari put them next to each other. Teaches us halacha that tzitzis is doicha kalayim. So you see, asay of tzitzis, mitzis asay of tzitzis is doicha aloy sase of kalayim. And how do you know yidarshin smuchin? Vom rabbi lozo smuchin in a term nine. How do you know yidarshin this smuchin? How do you know it's called this is a drasha? She never says in the pasuk. Pasuk could tell him smuchin la'ad la'olam asuyim be'emes v'yasha. That the Torah are the psukim are put next to each other. That's done with emes and a yasha. It's done with a cheshbin, and therefore you dash from that. Vom rabbi sheish shem rabbi lozo shem rabbi lozo rezaria. But nainly vom ba shenafla. Another, I'm going to show you another idea of dashing smuchim. Nothing to do with say dechalei sasa. I'm going to show you another idea of we dashing smuchim. But nainly vom ba shenafla v'nei mukav v'shchin. We know that always the Yavam is in charge, right? When Reuben dies without children, his wife falls to Yibum to Shimon, when it's not an erva, who's in charge? Shimon decides. He wants to do Yibum, does Yibum. He wants to do Chalitza, does Chalitza. Let's say Shimon is a mukav shchin. He's a disgusting person. And the Yavama falls to him, and he's all excited. He'll get himself married now. So he'll say, yeah, I'm doing Yibum. The Torah says, no, the Yavama has an option to say, I don't want this. How we know that? We know that from the smichus to leisachsim shar b'dishay. Menayli yivam shnaf mei mukav shchin she'en chayis b'nois. That they don't force her to become married to the yavam. Shenema leisachsim shar b'dishay. The pasuk says you shouldn't muzzle the shar while he threshes. V'samach like yesh v'achim yachtav. The next parasha is the parasha of Yibum. And therefore, we darshin that you can't force a woman to do yibum. You can't force her if she has a chesed. Why not do it? You cannot force her to do it. Akaponim, we see there's a day of smuchim, and we darshin smuchim by tzitzis, and we see that tzitzis is aseh is deichel kalayim, so that's the makar aseh deichel lois aseh. What? Shalich chalitza, of course, shalich chalitza. Just saying, they doesn't have to yivum. She could take the option of chalitza. Usually, it's up to the yavam who gets the choice. Here, she can say, you know what, I want chalitza. Oh, that I don't know already exactly what's the gedarim. It has to be some kind of cheshbon that you don't force her. You know, but any cheshbon that she has a good cheshbon, they don't force her to do it. I guess it's up to Bez to decide if it makes sense. Vam Rav Yosef, a few little man deloy darash smuchim ba'alma. Rav Yosef says, really, the whole idea of darshi smuchim, it's not one of the yugim lomidos. It's really a machlekes here in Gemara's Tanoim, if he's darshi smuchim. So Rav Yosef says, a filuman deloy darash smuchim ba'alma, even those Tanoim hold, you know, darshi smuchim, that's Rav Yehuda, still be Mishnah Torah darash, still be Mishnah Torah, which is in the Sefer Devarim, there he does darshin. And therefore, he'll darshin by tzitzis, because tzitzis is in Devarim. How do you know that Rav Yehuda is not darshi smuchim? The Rav Yehuda ba'alma le darash, or Mishnah Torah darash. Because you find Rabbi Yehuda all over the rest of the Torah, he doesn't darshan smuchim. And in Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, he does darshan. Where do you see that he doesn't darshan ba'alma, the Tayyum, to the Braisa? But Nazi Omer, the Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, but Nazi Omer, Nema Mechashefa lo Yisachaya, that someone who's a Kishav Macha lo Yisachaya should not live, they get Misa. But Nema, Kol Sheikhev in Behema, Moy Sumas. It says, Kol Sheikhev in Behema is Moy Sumas. And we know Sheikhev in Behema, the einish is skila. So somehow in your life, there's a smichas between mechashefa and sheikh and behema to teach us ma sheikh and behema beskila af mechashefa beskila. That's benazai darshins. Benazai darshins smuchim in parashim spotim that the pasuk mechashefa is next to the pasuk called sheikh and behema. Just like sheikh and behema is chayev skila, so same too. Same mechashefa also is chayev skila. And Rav Yehuda tells them, Amar Yehuda, imagine somehow in your life, it's a skila because there's a smichas. You're gonna make a skila for someone. Ella, I'll tell you the makar that mechashefa gets gila. Ella oiv v'yadayni, which is a type of kishif that you could do. It's you put a bone of a dead person into your mouth, or you put under your arm. Oiv v'yadayni. Ella oiv v'yadayni mechlal mechashefa you. Oiv v'yadayni is part of the general term mechashefa. Mechlal mechashefa mayu. But lama yatsu, why is there a special pasuk for oiv v'yadayni? Lahakish lahem v'loy malach. Just ma ayviyadayni. It's mafurish there in the pasuk. Beskila af mechashefa beskila. That means if you read the darshins that there's no smichas in parashim spotim, and you can't darshin skila from there. How do you know skila? Because mechashefa was a general rule that loy sechaya, that you have to put him to death. Then it says ayviyadayni, a different parashim, ayviyadayni. It says by ayviyadayni that ayviyadayni gets skila. So why does a klal, this is one of your gomidos, something that was part of a klal, it was yotzum in a klal, why is yotzum in a klal? Lelamid al klal kula yotza. And it's melamid the whole klal, the whole general rule, mechashefa, gets skila also. That's how it's drasha. What do you see from Piyal Kaponim? Benazi darshan smuchim parashan spotim. And Rahudu says, no, we don't darshan smuchim, we do not darshan smuchim. Uv Mishnah Torah b'nol de darash. How do you know that in Mishnah Torah, which is in Sefer Dvarim, you do darshan smuchim, the Tanah, into the Mishnah? We know that halacha is a person is usher to his father's wife. He's usher to, not only is he usher to his mother, he's even usher to his father's wife. The same thing, a person is usher to his daughter-in-law, even after his son dies. He's usher to his daughter-in-law. Now, what happens if chas v'shalom, his father is ma'anis someone, or mefatah someone? Oinis means he forces someone to be with him, and mefuta means he convinces them. Both are surim in the Torah. Oynes mefata, or the son's oynes mefata. That woman is a mutter to the son or not? Mutter to his father's ma'anis someone. Is the son mutter? And if the son's ma'anis someone, is the father mutter to that woman? That's the discussion in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Tanakhama says it's mutter to marry them. Why? Because that's the whole issa to marry your father's wife is ashes of it, it says in the pasuk, which is loshen ishus. Only your father's wife through marriage, through nesuin, through kedushin. Then is there an issa. Only through kedushin. But if it's just anusa, then it's mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no. Oyser, reza, oyser, anusa, aviv, is aviv. And what's the makar for Rabbi Yehuda that the anusa's aviv is aser? But Om Rav Gidl Om Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, the chsiv says in the pasuk, lo yikach ish es isha. Es eishes aviv lo yigal knaf aviv. Pasuk in Parashas Kiseitze. It says lo yikach ish es eishes aviv lo yigal knaf aviv. So eishes aviv, we know what it means. You can't marry your father's wife. What does it mean? What does it mean lo yigal knaf aviv? So the Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda darshins knaf shara aviv lo yigala, which means to say that the oinus, it means the oinus, the knaf, the ra aviv lo yigala, which means that the aviv married had relationship with someone lo yigala. Now, what does that mean? It's talking about anusa. Umamayid ba'anusa ksiv. How do you know it's talking about anusa? Maybe it's something else. Maluy the kra, from the pasuk before that. The parasha before that is the parasha of Oynes Mefata, the chsiv, of Oynes, the chsiv, and Nosan Ish, Hashoichiv Imal Avi Anayra, Chavishim Kesef, and the next pasuk, Vesomach Leila Yigach Ish, Esaishish Oviv, Vloigal Knaf Oviv. So it's Smichus, Svidarshin, Knaf Shra Oviv. You know what that means? It means Oynes.
Why
so,
is Ish
Oviv?
Ish Oviv,
very good. The Marzim said that. So Kitcher really holds is a Smichus here. And therefore, you see, he darshan smichus. So here we see a Mr. Torah, this is Parashat Ketzetzeh, he darshan smichus. What are the Rabbanon say? Rabbanon, you have a samachlei b'kedgamris. If it would be next to each other, then you're right. Hashad lo samachlei, the chsiv, it says in between, la'ikach ishus, ishus avim in time. It says the pasuk, la'ikach ishus avim in between. So therefore, it's not talking about onions. B'shemeres, yavam akasav adaber, v'lav v'shnei lavim. Which means like this, that Rabbanon say, you know, you're right, we darshan smichus, I darshan smichus, yeah, 100%. But here it's not samach, because here it says the pasuk in between, la'igach ishus eishus avav. So la'igal knaf aviv is not a darshan smichus. So what's it talking about? A shemeres yavav. So what's a shemeres yavav means? If there's a woman that falls to yibum to his father, and they didn't do yibum yet, that woman is usher in a new lav, la'igal knaf aviv. So first of all, you have to speak out two things. First of all, how do we know? Okay, so it's not smichus. So how do you know it's talking about the shemeres yavam? Why is that any better than anu? But it's talking about anusa. Okay, good to know smichus. But how do you know it's talking about shemeres yavam? So that the Rishash says.
Isn't the
Yasin
Dirab his father's
brother?
What? Isn't the Yasin Dirab his
aunt? Right, it is. Yeah, we'll speak that in a second. The second thing we'll speak out. Let's speak out the first thing first. How do we know it's talking about shemeres yavam? How do we know it's talking about shemeres yavam? So the Rishash says, because the pasuk by Rus and Boyaz was a certain a form of yibum. And it says there in the pasuk, a lashon of knaf. It says, "Berush shomer par uforasta kenafecha alamasecha, kenafecha alamasecha." There's a kenaf, the kalaf there. So we darshan that means shmeres yavam. But freitach another kasha, which the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph Masechtas Yevamos asks. The Gemara asks, "What do you mean that there's a different issa over here?" The Gemara brings down this in shmeres yavam. My knaf of a royal of is more of the bottom of that tzaddik zayin. So Gemara says, learn al doidosoi, al tia anti nala marry her. And for the Gemara, lava of shnei lavim, two lavim, economics, two lavim. The tapik lay mshum yivom alashok, there's an issa loisia, isha same sachutza. So Gemara, lava of a shloisha lavim. So really, when the Gemara says here, lava of shnei lavim, Tosfos points out, really means shloisha lavim. So we have here a pasuk loyigach ishus eishus aviv v'leigala knaf aviv. If you're writing the art scroll stone chumash, you have two pshatim loyigala knaf aviv. Two pshatim. One pshat means fear of Yehuda is going on anusas aviv. You know, marry. According to the rabbanon, it's going on shemeres yavam. I shemeres yavam. We already know it's also al stay dasa al avam l'shuk. Yeah, lav alav shloisha lavim. Al kaponim. That's what we're holding right now. What do we bring this whole discussion for? To show you that Rav Yehuda agrees by Mishnah Torah and Devarim that you darshan smuchim. And what was the gay about darshan smuchim? To teach us that by shatnes, tzitzis is doicha shatnes. So we see, I say is doicha loisase.